And a good Friday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, and we are joined here this morning by 67th District Representative Tom Phillips from the state of Kansas. He joins us here from Manhattan.
Good morning, Brandon. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And we're talking today because it won't be too long before the legislature reconvenes. But before we get into that, how was your holiday?
Oh, well, this was our first Christmas without our two sons. They were unable to come back to Manhattan. So it was kind of a quiet day. My wife and I, we drove to her hometown and spent the day with her dad. He's 91 and living in assisted care. So it was a good day. But, you know, it was a bit different because we didn't have our two sons at home. But that's life. As they get older, they get their own lives.
Yeah. And your sons live in the state? Or?
Well, my youngest is in Nashville. He's a resident at Vanderbilt. My oldest, he and his wife are on a nine-month travel experience around the world. So they were actually in Sri Lanka for Christmas Day.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah. We support them and we're proud of them. And actually today we were reading their blog about the time they spent in Nepal. So yeah, it's a wonderful experience. They're quite a couple. We're proud of them.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear. Of course, the holidays will wrap up here in the next few days with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then we get right back into the thick of things here. The legislature convenes, as we were talking before the show, January 13th.
Correct. That will convene at 10 o'clock in the morning. I serve on tax, and 2 years ago when we rewrote the tax code, we met the very first day. Typically, committees do not meet on the very first day, but because of the difficulty of the topic of rewriting the tax code and the effort by the chairman, and I was vice chair at that time, we knew we had to get to work right away. So, but yeah, it starts and here we go.
So what do state legislators do here leading up to the start of the session, these couple weeks here between the holidays and then?
Yeah, that's a good question. Things really pick up. We are meeting with organizations. For example, we've met with the Board of County Commissioners. We'll meet with the City Commission, School Board, the Hospital Administrator, folks that have great interest in the legislative process and may even want to have bills introduced are meeting with the legislative delegation and sharing their priorities and listening to us. It's also a time when, for example, I'm working on about three bills, so I'm heading over to Topeka, meeting with the revisers on drafting language for new bills. So yeah, this is the time of year when things really start to pick up.
All right. As far as committees, any changes there for you coming up in 2020?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I'm a bit of an independent Republican, and so I do not always follow the desires of leadership. I vote my district and what I think is best for the district I represent. So we'll see. I mean, you just never know if you in the process you upset people and there are repercussions. But I'm hoping that I continue to serve on taxation, and then I'm on Veterans Affairs and Vice Chair of Higher Education Budget.
Higher education, that's a good starting point for us here. We just recently saw the news here of K-State. Enrollment has been, as we know, flat for a while and down a little bit as well. Is there anything new on the horizon in 2020 that you'd like to see?
Well, the Board of Regents have made another significant request, budget increase request. Mm-hmm. And I certainly understand the importance of higher education. And when I use the term higher education there, I'm in my mind thinking about technical education, community colleges, and the importance of workforce development. And because I think over the next 20 years or so, we as a state have to figure out how we're going to retain our youth and attract businesses, particularly as the world changes with increased automation, artificial intelligence, and even greater reliance on technology. We have to think about these issues today, and higher education plays a critical role in that, in ensuring that our youth are adequately prepared and have the skill sets to compete on the global stage. So it's important today that we make investments so that 10, 15 years down the road that our youth are adequately prepared. so that we can recruit businesses, and we have the talent pool here in Kansas to allow our state to continue to grow and prosper.
So as far as funding here in the future, then you think the technical college, community college aspect probably would be your first priority?
Well, I wouldn't say my first priority. It's certainly an increasing priority. You know, I often say that not every child should be expected and have the imposition of you shall go to a four-year college. It's expensive, and technical colleges provide a great pathway to success in our state and in our society. So you can graduate out of 2 years with little to no debt and have a great paying job and a good career ahead of you. And that's one bill I have been working on with Jim Jeanette, and the president of MATC. Mm-hmm. One of their great challenges is they really do not have an outside funding source where they can, for example, raise taxes or increase a mill levy to increase flow money into their operations. And Jim has told me several times that because of the demand for students in their programs, that they have to turn students away primarily because they just lack space. So if you want to build new structures, they just don't have the revenue source to do so. So one of the things I'm working with them on is a tax credit. And a tax credit would, the best way to explain it is just to give you an example. Let's say myself and I wanted to invest $10,000 to buy $10,000 worth of tax credits. I could earmark $10,000 towards MATC and then reduce my own state tax load, or the bill that I have to pay for state taxes, by, if it's a 70% tax credit, it would be $7,000. So MATC would get $10,000. I would reduce my personal tax responsibility by $7,000. So that's good news for the taxpayer. It's good news for MATC. The rub comes in when it's a loss of revenue to the overall state funding stream. But it does, in my mind, meet a critical need that we face, because it's not only MATC. There are other technical colleges all across the state are facing the same thing. So I think it's a worthwhile effort, and that's why I agreed to support and work on this bill.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and then I know they want to expand. They are going to be expanding in Wamego, MATC, that is. And, you know, maybe this would be something that would help them out going forward.
Yeah, it allows them to have an additional revenue source. And so, but back on that higher education, you know, this, I have to step back and give my 30,000-foot Google perspective. You know, the state is now kind of getting itself on solid footing, financially speaking. And your listeners may have learned or heard where we have, it looks like a very large amount of money kind of sitting in our coffers right now, and we do. But when you look forward over the next 3 to 4 years, I think it's time for us to be very prudent. And we are committed to it's now year three of a five-year public education funding plan. That's $500 million of new money each of those 5 years of that plan. So that's going to continue to require us to have money to pay for our commitments to public education. You know, we have a lot of needs across the state, and I understand a lot of them are very valid, whether it's in mental health, the prison system, our roads. There's a lot of things we need to do. So now's a time when I think from a budgeting perspective, we have to be cautious to not overcommit. And on the revenue side with tax policy, I think it's also time not to get overly aggressive in thinking that we can cut taxes. Perhaps we can lower some taxes. I'm open to that. But I do not want to get overly aggressive and put us back into a situation where our revenues are falling or we're unable to meet our obligations that we have here in the state.
All right. Again, we're talking with Representative Tom Phillips, 67th District Representative from Manhattan. Let's take a break. We'll come back and keep our discussion alive here. Anyone with a question, give us a call, 537-1350. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.